Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 179. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Mates of State. The song is called Total Serendipity, and it's on the band's forthcoming album, Mountaintops, which comes out September 13th on Barsuk Records. The album is a mix of joyful pop like that song and the more introspective piano ballads that have kind of defined the previous couple of albums. If you're a fan, you should check that one out. You will not be disappointed. I have got a very short podcast for you this week. I am back in town, but I don't have a whole lot of new music. I've been very busy, so let me give you what I got. Let's jump into a track here by My Tiger, My Timing. This song is called Endless Summer.
Just what it takes to get along, a modern man, yeah, since time began. And if you want to be with me, you can and you can still be free. And other than, I never plan. And if you need to be with me, I only want you to be free. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm bound to stay. Single-minded night today. Give me a kiss and walk away. Single-minded every way. Never commit and you can't betray. Sit and dream all day about the value of your independence. You can shout and scream all day about what is and isn't fair. Single-minded night and day. Single-minded night and day. Single-minded.
What year is it? Well, it's 2011, and that's new music from the Human League. That song is called Single Minded. You can find that on the band's new album, Credo, which came out this spring on Wall of Sound Records. Human League is currently on tour, out with Men Without Hats, and I know they're playing all over the place because they're definitely playing in Kansas City. I will be at that show up front, singing along to every song and enjoying it without one hint of irony, so suck on that. And before that, My Tiger, My Timing from London. That song was called Endless Summer. It was on the release of the same name. Came out on Snakes and Ladders July of this year. It has its moments. I think sometimes it's delightful indie pop. Sometimes it veers a little bit in dance. And when it does both of them, it does it pretty well. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to shift gears a little bit here. We're going to jump into a band called Boston Spaceships. The song is called Tabby and Lucy.
Tabby was gone in your hideaway. Farthest away. Hey, hey. Just got out the way. Hey, 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 hey.
Take us back, take us to the honey. I had it his fate, and now his tail stopped wagging. The piper.
I'll pay the fare.
I'll pay the fare.
I'll have a long conversation
with the high bear.
Okay, that was the Mekons with the song Honey Bear. That is on the band's album Ancient and Modern, which won't come out until September 27th on Bloodshot Records. I'll give you something to look forward to there. The album, of course, has hints of Americana that the band has been playing with for the last few years, as well as still nods to the early punk rock that they kind of helped pioneer in the late 70s. So very good stuff there. Before that, Boston Spaceships with the song Tabby and Lucy. That's on the band's double album, Let It Beard. That is released on the band's own Guided by Voices label. That is, of course, a project of Robert Pollard of Guided by Voices. And it's, I don't know, it's a few albums into that project, and I think they've really found their stride there. That particular song kind of reminds me of Husker Du a bit, but a lot of the album reminds me of The Who more than anyone else. So it's a lot of rock there, a lot of nod back to the 70s rock. And of course, when you release a gatefold double LP, you got to expect that nod back to the 70s, right? That album came out August 2nd, so just came out. Pick that one up. I was never that big of a Guided by Voices fan, but I really enjoy this album a lot. Well, I told you I had a short podcast, and I've got just one more song for you. So let me wrap some things up first, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 179. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or follow me on Twitter at Sid Much Rock. All right, we're going to end things here with a track by The Postels. This is a New York-based band that I'm told is a little grodgy, but they've just released a four-song EP for free of covers, and that's enough to get me to pop in and listen to a band and see if there's something that strikes me. I'm going to go ahead and play a track here called The Whole Wide World. This is, of course, the Reckless Eric track, and mostly I'm playing this one because I like the original so much, and this one recalls that one to some extent. The whole album, maybe it's enough to get you excited and pick up the new album, which I think they've just got an album that came out a month or two ago. It wasn't for me, but hey, this is a good song, so let's end with it. This is Whole Wide World as done by The Postels.
I'd go the whole wide world, whole wide world. find out where they hide us.